You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Darts Podcast. We're on to round two of the PDC World Cup of Darts. My name is Mark Walton and joining me to look into the action is Sky Sports' Rod Harrington. Hi, Rod.
Yeah, good morning, Mark.
Are you enjoying it over there?
Yes, I am, yes. Now we're down to the proper end of the business end of the tournament, as we can say. We're moving to, you know, two singles, and if that's a draw, it's a pairs. So the players, the bigger players come into their own on this sort of game because they're a bit edgy in the pairs, as we've seen. I mean, England last night got out of jail. What a great performance from Spain. And Scotland as well got out of jail. They can literally settle down now and play their proper game of darts.
Yeah, I was going to mention those two games to you before we get stuck into round two. The England-Spain game, England narrowly coming through 5-4 in the end, but the performance of the Spanish pair was superb. And in a doubles format, a doubles format like it is, that performance would have beat nearly anybody, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think that would have beaten everybody else, to be quite honest. Over 100 average. There was critical times in the game. Phil Taylor hit a double 16 with his last dart. When Spain were on double top. Adrian Lewis hit a double 10 with his last dart when Spain were on a shot. And then, of course, you know, he had three darts at double top and he used the third one that kept us all on edge, did Lewis, to actually win it. But some teams get spurred on. You know, they find an extra 10-15% of performance because they're playing together and representing their country. Where if you're a big singles player, you know, like the Lewis, the Taylors, the Andersons, the Van Gerwens, sometimes, as I found in my career, it is hard to get up for a pairs match because you're so individual and you're so used to doing that on your own that sometimes it can be a bit alien and take a while to get into it. That's why moving into these singles now plays into the big players' hands.
Yeah, it should go more to the form book, perhaps, in the singles side of things. It's an interesting point you make there as well, because the mentality of the pairing is completely different, isn't it? Because you want to leave your partner a decent chance, whereas if you're playing on your own, you're not going to cost yourself, are you, if you know what I mean? You don't want to cost your partner, but also you represent your country as well, so there's different elements to the pressure up there, isn't there?
There is. You know, in the 90s, we used to play pairs all over the world. And what you do, if you're going to set the shot up, you try and set the shot up for your partner, not yourself. I know it's silly to say a pro prefers one double or another, but, you know, Phil Taylor would opt for 32 instead of double top, where Lewis would go for double top instead of 32. So consequently, you know, Taylor would have had to leave, would want to leave Lewis double top, Lewis leaving Taylor 32. There are sometimes, especially in the lesser countries, you know, the top performing countries, where, do you know what, three big 20s gives your partner two darts of the double when he comes back. However, sometimes they force it, spray it to the one, spray it to the five. All of a sudden, their partner comes back with perhaps only a dart of the bullseye. And if that happens in an early part of the game, it's so important, you know, and crucial to the outcome of the game, getting control early on. And we see it all the time. Obviously, they're nervous. They don't mean to miss. But you know what? Sometimes three big 20s is as good as 100.
Yeah, interesting dynamic in the first round. Anyway, it should sort itself out with the format changing slightly in the second round. We have two singles matches and then the pairs. The form line should work itself out a little bit more. Let's get stuck into the second round. We start at 1 o'clock with Belgium against Hungary. So it's Kim and Ronnie Huijbrechts against Pezsik and Kovacs of Hungary. 1-8 for the Belgian pair, 5-1 for Hungary. Are you with the market here, Rod?
Yes, I am. I have to say, Mark, I can't see any of the favourites really losing. There's a couple of iffy ones that may happen. But yes, Belgium deservedly 1-8. I think this is a 2-0. Kim Huijbrechts playing with his brother, spur each other on, playing for their country is another thing that spurs these two on. And, you know, Kim will step up first, put 1 point on the board. And then Ronnie should put the second one on the board. At times, Ronnie's not been playing well, you know, exceptionally well the last year, but I think they're just too strong for the Hungarians.
So Belgium should make light work of the Hungarians and in the first match. The second match is an all-Irish affair. Northern Ireland against the Republic of Ireland. Brendan Dolan and Daryl Gurney against O'Connor and McGowan for the Republic. 4-9 for Northern Ireland, 13-8. For the Republic of Ireland, this should be interesting, if nothing else, Rod.
Yeah, I actually see this a lot closer than the odds suggest. You know, you've got Dolan and Gurney. Dolan's not been playing great over the last year. He really has slipped down the rankings. But Gurney's been on really coming up in the ranks and playing exceptionally well. You know, Mick McGowan's come back to form. Willie O'Connor didn't play well at all yesterday. But I expect that was just a little bit of extra nerves. And I see this actually about 5-6-2. I think Gurney will win his singles because he's got that extra scoring power. But it depends who plays Brendan Dolan. You know, if Willie O'Connor plays Brendan Dolan, I think we could see this goes to the pair match. I still think the favourites, Northern Ireland, will go on and win it. But this is one of the few matches this afternoon and this evening that I see going to that pairs match. All four of these players travel together. They socialise together, so they know each other well, which that helps the underdogs more than the favourites. So I see it going to the third leg, but I still think Northern Ireland will win.
Northern Ireland to get through then in the pairings. Wales against Canada is next up. Wales 1-5, Canada 100-30. It's Mark Webster and Gowan Price taking on John Part and Ken McNeil. Those are the pairings here. And lopsided betting in the favour of Wales. Do you agree with that here, Rod?
Yes, I do. I probably would have had it 1-5, probably 1-3 for me. If this had stayed totally pairs, I would have tipped Wales to really have a good run at this tournament. Because they're a strong pairing, although Mark Webster didn't play last night. That's unusual because he has been playing well of late. And Gurney Price, two tour events in out of the last five, so he's playing exceptional. He knows what team events are all about. Now, this is another one that, you know, we could see an upset. I don't think we will, but we could. John Part, seasoned professional, three-time world champion. He could step up and throw a brilliant leg of darts, a brilliant game of darts here. He really could. It depends on who John Part plays. I think if John Part plays, say, Gurwin Price, I think then Gurwin Price will win it. But against Mark Webster, if he plays the way he did last night, then John Part's got a chance of winning here. This could go to the third, the doubles leg as well. But I've still got Wales to win it 2-0. But, you know, there's just an inkling saying, you know, this could go to the doubles.
Yeah, Wales to win it 2-0 probably then there. And the final game of the afternoon session sees Austria take on Singapore. Mensis Hulovic and Roby John Rodriguez against Paul Lim and Harith Lim. It's 1-5 for Austria, Singapore 100-30. What are your thoughts there, Rod?
Yeah, again, I don't think they want the five. I mean, Paul Lim, a great player. You know, he's done it all in the game. It's not to say he's brilliant now, I understand that. Austria, Mensis Hulovic is as solid as it can. The young Robert John Rodriguez gets a bit excited at times. Actually got a bit of a back problem. Pulled a vertebrae between his shoulders that's been playing him up for a few months now. But he played pretty good last night, especially on the doubles. You know, I see this as a 2-0. But again, like the Wales and the Ireland, the Irish matches, it could go to the pairs. But, you know, if you stick your neck on the line, then this is a 2-0 as well.
2-0 as well there in favour of Austria then. That's the afternoon session into the evening then, and we start the evening session with Scotland against Norway. Scotland 1-16, Norway are 7-1. So it's Gary Anderson and Robert Thornton against Robert Wagner and Cole Decker. Scotland did have a little bit of a wobble in the first round. Rod, can Norway cause them any problems here?
No, I don't think so. No, Gary Anderson is on fire. Robert Thornton probably firing 75%. But to be quite honest, 75% of Robert Thornton sometimes is all you need. They did get out of jail. The 1-2-4 that Robert Thornton took out, Gary Anderson said, it's one of the best checkouts I've ever seen under pressure, because Robert weren't playing well at the time. So it was crucial. They got through it. Now they're into their where they make their money, these big teams. And I see this is 2-0. I think Gary Anderson will lead, get up there. If he plays Wagner, then he wins that game easy. Paul Decker, he may give Robert Thornton a little bit of an upset, but over this sort of distance in the singles, I really can't say. It's a strong 2-0 for me, for Scotland.
Strong 2-0 then in favour of Scotland there. On to the second match of the evening session, Australia against Denmark. Simon Whitlock and Kyle Anderson taking on Per Lawson and Daniel Jensen. Australia, of course, former finalists in the World Cup. Rod, 1-4 here, rightfully so.
Yes, I actually would put them a lot steeper than 1-4, probably 1-5, 1-6 at least for Australia. I think that Per Larsen for Denmark may cause an upset. But I think if he plays Simon Whitlock as the two captains, I think Whitlock. Australia are another team, you know, like the Welsh and like the Scottish, when they put that shirt on and they're playing with another partner, they seem to find, they seem to dig deeper than most other countries. And Australia certainly do. The Aussies are great at team events. And, yeah, I see this as a strong 2-0 for Australia. I think Carl Anderson will, you know, back up Simon Whitlock absolutely perfectly in this match.
Australia then to win that one. The penultimate game of the second round, the penultimate match, rather, of the second round, England against China. England 1-50, China 14-1. It's Taylor and Lewis against Liu and Z, I think it is, the pairing for China.
Yeah.
England should win this at a canter, shouldn't they, really, on all known form?
Yeah, I see this as a very strong. I mean, yeah, 1-50. It probably should be 1-100 with the Netherlands, to be quite honest. You know, Taylor and Lewis, they didn't get out of the jail last night. It was just that the Spanish played absolutely brilliant. But they still come through it, and they come through it with credit. They never give Spain a dart of the double to win. When you think of the way Spain played, that's still a great game of darts. You know, Phil's still solid. Phil's playing a great game of darts, and he will go on and win tournaments this year. I'm quite positive about that. He just needs to get his mindset in the right gear. It's just not firing on all cylinders at the moment for the big singles events. AD is not playing great darts, but AD Lewis is one of these players that will just turn up and just blast everybody out of the room. And I predict he will turn up today. In the singles events over this distance, these are two of the best players in the world. And China are going in, you know, into the lion's den, to be quite honest. So, yeah, a very strong 2-0 for England.
Very strong 2-0 England there then. And the final match of the evening sees the Netherlands take on the Philippines. It's Raymond van Barneveld and Michael van Gerwen against Gilbert Ulang and Alex Tagaroa. It's a daunting task for the Philippines, this, isn't it, in the final match of the night?
It is, but it's a task, like with China, that they've just got to get up there and enjoy. You know, they come into the World Cup. They're a new territory where we're breeding darts, if you'd like to call it like that. And in years to come, certainly perhaps these sort of territories will be a force in the worldwide game. But Netherlands, you know, they didn't play well in the pairs. But Michael van Gerwen, it's boring for Michael van Gerwen the way he's playing. He wants to get up there. He wants to be on his own. That's the way people like Michael van Gerwen and Gary Anderson, Adrian Lewis, Phil Taylor, that's the way they play pairs events, that they just get up and do exactly the best they can by winning. And Michael van Gerwen's like that. Once we get into these singles, he's going to want to please the crowd. He's going to want to hit 9 darts. He's going to want to hit lots of 180s because that's what he gets the buzz out of. And Barney, we know Barney will get up there looking a bit miserable, but he will do his part in this team. And this is, like the England game, a very strong 2-0.
So all prohibitive prices really there in the first round. Rod expecting all of the favourites to win, but if you put them all together, all 8 favourites here in the second round, you get better than 2-1. It's 11-5 for that to happen, Rod. And it's not impossible, is it? It's quite. Would you play the big accumulator here?
Yes, I would. You know, I'm not a great lover of, you know, 8 shots, but I think that when you look at that 2-1. 11-5, I think it's a really good one. The only real dodgy for me one is the Irish one, and that's because they know each other so well, they're not scared of each other. But yes, I would take the 2-1, 11-5. I think that's a good bet. You know, when you're talking about you've got 100-1 on and 50-1 on in an accumulator that still plays 2-1, then that's actually not a bad bet.
Yeah, and all of the seeds went through in the first round, didn't they? You'd expect them to probably do the same in the second. Let's just have a little bit of a look at the outright market as well before you go, Rod. The Netherlands still favourites here, 11-8, 15-8 for England, Scotland 4-1, 16s Wales, 20s or bigger for the rest. Is it between England and the Netherlands for you?
No, I think Scotland are in there. It's strange that each pairing has got a player that's playing pretty much on form, but their partner is not playing at the top of their game. You know, you've got Scotland with Anderson and Thornton, England with Taylor and Lewis, and then obviously the Netherlands with Van Gerwen and Barney. You know, I'm going to still stick with England because I think they've got the easiest route, and I expect them to play Wales in that semi-final, and then Lewis will be on form. He'll get the motor running. So I'm still sticking with England. But the Netherlands against Scotland, I predict that as a semi-final. That can go either way because you've got Gary Anderson. If he steps up against Michael Van Gerwen, and beats Michael like he did in Dubai, he's very confident at the moment. Then all of a sudden, that throws that game in the mix if they do meet in the semis. So I'm sticking with England. They've got the easiest side of the draw. And once they get in the final, we know what Taylor does in all finals. He always steps up to the plate. And he'll get Lewis running alongside him as well. So I'm a patriot, and I'm sticking with my country.
Sticking with England then in the PDC World Cup of Darts. Thanks, Rod. Enjoy the second round, and hopefully we'll speak to you again ahead of Sunday's action, where we'll see the quarters, the semis and the final.
Yes, I look forward to it, Mark. Thanks very much.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.